Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CNC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're kind of chuckling in here. I always sing the intro as I'm coming in. We can't sing that for Facebook anymore because I could get in trouble with somebody, I guess. And so anyway, and I spare you that. But it gets me all whooped up, as my old boss used to say. You got to get whooped up before you can do the show. Well, the music started playing, and I was in a great big old yawn. It's hard to get to warmed up when you're yawning. I watched a lot of things this weekend popping up over my phone, and I just couldn't help but wonder, what on earth are we doing? So I'm going to start with some of the things that... Well, let's start with a John Adams quote, first of all. And this is one you've heard me say many, many times before. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Well, what does that say about our governing right now? Because it is falling apart, folks. Has been for a long time. So I was curious when Bill O'Reilly, you know, he's a very well-paid political host, for his shows. He's on Newsmax TV now because he got in trouble on Fox and he didn't fight it. Anyway, we won't go into that story. But I like Bill sometimes. Now, I don't watch him. I'm not going to pay for TV on the internet. I'm just not going to do it. I'm paying enough on satellite. I'm not going to pay for it. If Fox News wants me to pay, well, it's free now. Fox Nation's free now, but they want me to pay for it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. I haven't got the money anyway. But O'Reilly said, he tweeted this, for most of my adult life, I have voted for a problem solvers, politicians who put forth a vision that might improve America. Used to be they were found in both parties, he says, but today there are few problem solvers in Washington. Well, he's absolutely right, but I'm thinking, how old are you, Bill? Let's define problem solvers, perhaps. Because I haven't seen any problem solvers in Congress for a very long time, since I've been watching. Now, I know Bill might be a little older than me, and I wasn't watching. I wasn't woke a long time ago. I was still pretty conservative, but I wasn't woke. So as I was watching the topics for pretty much everything on the Twitter notifications popping up on my phone, this weekend and yesterday, which I guess was still this weekend, but I take a vacation from the news starting Friday when I walk out of this office, and I don't turn it back on until Sunday evening unless something is happening. I guess something's always happening. But as I was watching these notifications pop up, I'm going, what on earth? How is that news? Why, with all the problems we have in this nation and around the globe, are we talking about hair discrimination? Seriously. What kind of people are we that we are allowing ourselves to be ruled, not represented, ruled by corrupt idiots? What kind of people are we? Are we that lazy? I guess I am. Maybe you are too. What has happened to a nation of at least that used to respect others? It's gone. There's no respect for anybody anymore. We're fighting and bickering and destroying ourselves. Even back in the day, those who weren't churchgoers at least respected the church. Now we have church shootings. We have people telling them what they can and can't say in the pulpit. businesses could have rules, they could have codes for their employees. Now we find out that these things are racist. They're discriminatory. Remember when the phone company would cut your service if you had lewd or crude language? I mean, they just cut your service. That wasn't allowed. Now look at them on Twitter and on the news. I mean, their mouths are so vulgar and nasty. I can't even bring to you some of the things on Twitter that the left are saying. They're so bad because there's still rules on radio. And besides, I figure Mom and Daddy might be watching me from up above. We've listened to the greeny weenies. When they said paper straws were killing our trees, so we went plastic, and now we got to ban the plastic straws. Fine people. Because we're killing the oceans. Are you still buying this garbage? I'm just kind of sharing haphazardly what kept coming on my feed. I'm not sharing all of it. Because I get several hundred a day. This is from a Mark Menlovitz. Now, he writes for CAPS. And if you remember, we've had Mike Cutler on the air, and he writes for CAPS, C-A-P-S, CAPS. It's a blog place on the Internet, and it's got good stuff there if you want to go and read it. Well, this Mark guy, he tweeted, and you need to take this seriously, because it is serious. And I'm going to share some other things that he wrote in his blog. He's really good, and I'm going to say, who is this guy? It's never been more urgent, he said, to deport en masse the illegal alien population because, despite their status, they have become a powerful political constituency. Too powerful. They are literally driving our domestic policies. In what other country would this happen? None. No other country would allow what Congress is having happen here in this United States. Mark Simone said, he's another talk show host, he's in one of the big cities, the horrible photos of the kids in cages were taken during the Obama administration. Biden Obama built those cages. No Democrats or the media complained, not even a little bit. They didn't even mention it from 2008 to 2016. And he says the facts are, and they've got a place that definitely is. That's where they came from. Now, let's talk about cages just for a second. I'm going to digress. I'm going to wave from my monologue here. I raised 5 children. I had 3 children under 3 years of age. I had what they used to call a playpen. I guess it could look like a cage. Had bars or mesh. They couldn't get out. You know why I put them in a playpen? To keep them safe. I knew where they were, and I could continue to work around them. Take care of them. They still got their diaper changed. They still got fed, and they had their toys. But they were confined to an area. One area. I guess that could be considered a cage. You know, do you care to make a difference? We've got problems in this nation. We're going to talk about several of them here today. But the solution, the problem solvers, they're not in D.C. They're right there where you are. You. The only way to solve America's problems is for Americans to wise up and solve the problems. Fire most of D.C., if not all of them. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The question is, what kind of people are we that we would elect these rulers instead of representatives? Corrupt. 877-895-5410. We will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So, do you care enough to make a difference? Or are you like my family? You know, we had a family gathering this weekend at my house. I have a big brother that had a birthday, and we celebrated his birthday. We get to talking a little bit of politics, and we don't always agree. But is it just talk? Do we just talk and not get anything done? You know, I'm working hard here. Or I think I am. To try and move you, and to try and move me. And sometimes I think maybe I should just throw my arms up and go get a job being a greeter at Walmart. Thank you for shopping at Walmart. I can do that. You know, I can do that job. I could stand there at the door. So what kind of people are we? That we are allowing ourselves to be ruled, not represented, but ruled by corrupt idiots. I want to look at some of the stupidity that we've been swallowing and allowing and can't seem to stop. Corrupt Congress is one who makes the laws. You know, they're the ones who make the laws. Abortion, it is racist and always has been, was meant to be. The weather is the weather. The sky isn't falling. The immigration crisis was caused purposefully by Congress. Hair matters. Rapinoe for president. Kind of sounds like a lineup for the Looney Tunes variety show, I thought when I was typing it out. I'm not sure where to begin. You probably think, Pat, you already did one segment. You've already begun. Trump fired back at all the nasty stuff that was going on and on Twitter and with the Democrats, and they're always calling him a racist and a xenophobe and all this and that and a sexist, and they just keep going on and calling him names. And, of course, now Nancy Pelosi is being called a racist from AOC. Those things are doing nothing for this nation. Even the president's tweets, and I like the president, and I don't get on to him too much for his tweets. But some things that he tweets, if he wasn't on Twitter, we'd never know about it. You can hate the president if you want to, but you better be looking at what's going on. I have a good friend on Facebook. She's a conservative, but she cannot stand President Donald Trump. She goes back to his past, when he was a young man, hobnobbing with the Clintons, and she can't get past that. Well, trust me, they're not friends now. That ended a long time ago. I'm not sure they were friends then, just because they were hobnobbing at certain parties and stuff. They're out to destroy this nation. I don't think the president is. But I do think that most of them in D.C. are out to destroy this nation, and particularly the Democrats that are claiming socialism. If they hate America, why are they here? Why do they stay here? If they hate it so bad, if we are such a deplorable, disgusting, racist bunch of people, why do they stay here? Because they want to destroy it. And they want to destroy it because of its freedom, not because of its racism. Now, I'm just going to go through these. We're not going to get in depth with a lot of these topics today. But Rudy does some investigating for me in the morning when I'm trying to put all these things together. Abortion, and this goes back to 2009, so it's not a new data. It's not new data, okay? But the deaths that are caused from abortion, if you do the math, now this is our black brothers and sisters, okay? Black America. The ones Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, wanted to destroy. Now, if you think that's not the case, listen to these statistics. If you do the math, we have this. Now, again, this goes back to 2009. 587,000 live black births against 744,808 black deaths from abortion. More babies are killed than allowed to live in our black communities. Nancy Pelosi, that's racist. Abortion has taken the lives of more black Americans than heart disease, cancer, strokes, accidents, diabetes, homicide, the fake guns, and chronic lower respiratory disease combined. It is the number one cause of death to our black Americans, abortion. In the last 40 years, black Americans have suffered the loss of over 20 million lives. Why does nobody say this? Because they're too busy saying it's the right of the woman, it's her body. Those babies are our legacies. And you're throwing them away like they're garbage. And they target these communities. Planned Parenthood targets the poor. And it's not because they want to help you financially. Get that clear in your head right now. So, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to do anything about it? We get the statistics. We know what's going on. We know what's going on. Why don't we stop it? Why don't every one of you listening call Congress and say, stop it? A few of you sent those cease and desist letters, but not very many. Not in comparison. They're going to throw just a couple of them away. But if they start getting 10 and 20 of them each, they're going to know somebody out there is not happy with them. And somebody out there is not going to vote for them either. Which is what they want the most. Not your money. So the ex-chief of ICE, Chief Holman, he delivered a fiery defense for the border agents at a hearing, and that happened last week on Friday. Like I said earlier, I kind of turn the TV off unless something's happening. I saw it last night. AOC made a complete fool of herself again. But when mainstream media gets hold of it, they're going to make him look like he's the bad guy. He went after her. And she's acting like he doesn't care about anybody's lives. Have you ever held a baby? Have you ever done this? Have you ever done that? And it's like, woman, are you totally nuts? And she caught on to him for saying illegal alien. That's just not a nice word, really, because it's in the wording of your bill. It's in the wording of the law. You need to read the law, AOC. So we have a little lesson for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez today on how laws are made and where they come from. And they don't come from the Border Patrol agents or ICE. And they don't come from the president. They originate with you in Congress. So if you don't like it, AOC, do something about it instead of just flapping your jaws. Because every time AOC opens her mouth, she makes a fool out of herself. And a fool out of those who voted her into office. Because if you think this woman is fighting for you, your cheese done slid off your tracker. That's all I gotta say. We're going into a break. I'm going to talk about this bill. Not this bill, but how laws are made. I know you know, but AOC doesn't. And there's a chance somebody will tweet this show to her today. She needs to know how laws are made. And if she wants to change them, she needs to quit ridiculing people that are obeying the laws and change them. But immigration is about money, my friends. It's not about children in cages. That's just what they say. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians. The two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Happy charm to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This segment is for AOC. We're going to try and tweet this out to her today. How laws are made. Well, she was going after Chief Homan, and he was standing his ground, by golly. He got kind of emotional. Got kind of heated up. I mean, the arrogance in Congress is just unreal. They all needed better mamas, I'm just saying. They needed mamas. He says, if you don't like this, do your job and fix it. That's what he told AOC and some of those in Congress. Because they're complaining about what the border security agents are doing, which is obeying the laws. They're trying to implement the laws. And she says, well, they haven't broken any laws. She goes, and he starts quoting her the verse, chapter and verse of the law that Congress wrote, using the same language he used that she's upset about. And the fact that if they come through without going through a port of entry, that they have broken the law. So yes, they are criminals. Already they're criminals because they come in here illegally. There are ways provided for them to come legally and to apply for asylum. we give their country sanctions. Anyway, we have sanctions against them. So if he goes after her in rebuttal to her accusations, and I thought, well, AOC needs to watch. Do you remember Kid Rock? Was it Kid Rock? Not Kid Rock. That's a singer I can't think of. Oh, they were the little cartoons, and they would tell you how things were done, and they how law was written, and I should have looked that up this morning. Anyway, they were really cute, and they taught the kids how laws became, how Bill became a law, and where it started. And they told other things, how the Constitution came to be, and it wasn't just political. They had other things, too, that they taught children how to do. How, what a noun was a noun, and a verb was a verb, and an adverb, what an adverb was, all those different things. So, just so we know that AOC can understand how a law is made, since she is supposed to be a lawmaker, she is supposed to be a member of Congress, not a member of the media, where she seems to spend most of her time. Laws start in Congress, AOC. They don't start on the Border Patrol's offices and ICE offices. They start in Congress. When someone in the House of Representatives or in Senate wants to make a law, they start by writing a bill. A bill is like an early version or a draft of the proposed law. Each Congress lasts about 2 years. How long you been in office now, AOC? Because I think your days are numbered. During that time, senators and representatives may introduce thousands of bills. Oh my gosh, yes. Yet only some of them eventually become law. The law has to be voted on by both the Houses of Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate. That is worded differently. It should be both the chambers of Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate. If they both vote for the bill to become a law, the bill is then sent to the President of the United States. If he or she approves of it, they will sign, and it becomes, they sign the bill, and the bill becomes law. If the President decides he doesn't, he or she doesn't like it, it says he or she here. That's why I'm saying that. Then it is called a veto. I veto this law. This will not become a law. Which is what President Donald Trump should have done with the omnibus bill that Paul Ryan sent to him and said, you know, you sign this and I'll get you that wall. He lied. You know, he said, President Donald Trump came in his book, you know, because Paul Ryan has written a book now. Don't buy their books. Do not buy their books. Do not support these people. But he wrote a book. And in his book, he says the president knew nothing about politics. You mean he knew nothing about lying, Paul Ryan? Is that what you meant? So Congress can override the veto if they have a two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate. And the bill can still become a law. So, AOC, it doesn't happen at the president's desk. It happens there where you are supposed to be working. Although you complained last week that you had a little too much work. And I'm thinking you got a little too much flapping the gum time in front of the camera. There was absolutely no reason to bring this Chief Homan before a hearing in Congress. Congress knows exactly what they need to do, and they refuse to do it. And he got on to them. Because they, and AOC was one of them. She's down there. She wants to be a witness against the crimes that are going on against these people, these illegal aliens. They like to call them migrants. They're not migrants. They're immigrants. There's a difference. He said, he pointed out that more than 4,000 lives were saved by the Border Patrol just last year. But nobody points that out. He said no one talks about how these men and women bring toys from their homes and their own children to the facilities so that the migrant children will have something to play with. No one talks about the sickness of these migrants and how these agents take the sicknesses home to their own families because of the exposure. There is a danger here with the illegal immigrants, aliens, and the citizens of the United States. It's a natural enemy as far as diseases, because it just happens. But nobody talks about that. They act like they're sick because they're not getting good care. You're not at the border. This is a hearing room, and this is my time. One of the others yelled at him. That was Representative Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia. You're not at the border now. You're in this hearing room, and this is my time. So I'm going to yell at you, he tells this border guy. Holman. The arrogance of these people that believe they are ruling over you. How do you put up with it? Why do we put up with it? They are to represent you, not rule over you. There is a huge difference. Huge, huge difference. I don't know how these guys keep from smacking them one. I know that's violent. I know. They're my children. They'd have to be gone to their room. Go to your room. Shut the door. Don't come out until you change. Change your attitude. Think about it. Pray a little bit. Well, I mentioned to you this Mark Mendelovitz that writes, and I don't know if I'm saying his name right or not, but he writes for CAPS. And I didn't know who he was, and I was reading his tweets. He had several things that he was tweeting. But I want to give you a little clue on why immigration, nothing is being done in Congress, and why they want the laws to be ignored. They don't want to change them. Because that would make them guilty, wouldn't it? But we're going to talk about exactly why they're not fixing the illegal and while they're trying to increase the legal immigration. And let me tell you right now, you're not the winner. They are. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888.
844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessening your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code Bethann to get 30% off plus free And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. This Mark Mendlovitz, he's a blogger. And he writes for CAPS, C-A-P-S. And he was discussing here, he said, recently I had a phone conversation with a longtime activist in the fight for sane immigration policy. He reminded me of something that is rarely mentioned in the discussion about why special interests promote liberalizing immigration laws. He says, as I discussed in an earlier writing, many economic incentives drive mass immigration. The most frequently mentioned is cheap labor. He said, but I neglected to include another powerful driver, namely the deeply misguided business strategy of trying to maximize profits by increasing the size of the customer base through population growth. He said the open borders lobby often cites economic growth as a justification for increased immigration and eventually amnesty. He goes on to say that this approach to economic growth presents serious problems. The idea of expanding an economy not through innovation, efficiency, or increased per capita demands, but through increased population is what some have called Ponzi demography. He says, as with any Ponzi scheme, it's unsustainable in the long run. He goes on to say, big business, often short-sighted, sees more population as an easy route to higher profits that avoids the hard work of creativity, improve productivity, or developing other ways to increase returns. He said, unfortunately, while corporations may win by gaining additional revenue for newly arrived immigrants, taxpayers lose, since so many immigrants
both legal and illegal, generate smaller tax revenues, than they consume in government services, benefits, and ultimately the entitlements other taxpayers must make up the difference. Again, Congress knows this. This bill we talked about last week, 1044, I believe it was, business groups wrote it. Why? Cheap labor, higher population. Congress knows this. They choose to do nothing. He said, you don't like it? Fix it. Do your job. We're doing our job as best we can. AOC voted against the extra money to help with the humanitarian needs there, and then complains that these children aren't being taken care of. They're sleeping on floors. Well, where do you think are on cots? They're on cots. What about the homeless people in California? Where are they sleeping? Well, so many things. I think two things that I really got upset about this weekend when I saw them come out on Twitter. There's a poll that's been taken. By popular demand, it said, this poll was taken. Megan Rapinoe beats Trump in a hypothetical presidential race. Rapinoe, the foul-mouthed, America-hating soccer player. She's a good soccer player. I wouldn't want to stand in the way of her kick. But she's no lady, and she is not capable of running a nation. She's angry at this country because male soccer players get paid more than female soccer players. Well, bring in the audience, you'll get paid more. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. And it's not President Donald Trump's fault. And then I see this one. Of all the problems we have in this world, New York now joins California in a banning hair discrimination. So, it's showing a picture of somebody with dreads all over their head. And you cannot discriminate somebody with the dreads. I'm kind of jealous of them, actually. It's not a matter of discrimination. I'm jealous of them. They have the dreads. And, you know, it's not just, it is predominantly supposed to be a cultural thing, and black people have the dreads. But white people are doing it, too, now, that have the big thick hair. You can't do it with little thin hair like I got. I guess you could. You add pieces to it or something. Cost me a lot of money. Cost a lot of money to do that. You can even wash your hair like that. It's just amazing to me. But apparently there's discrimination. So, you know, some jobs, when I worked at the factory, they had more than just a dress code. You had a uniform you wore. And you had to wear that uniform. And you had to keep your hair up because you were working around machinery. And other places of business, they have dress codes. They want you to wear a suit in certain things. Our dress code here is in the summer is shorts and flip-flops, right, Rudy?
Yay.
My point is, I don't believe in discrimination. But I do believe in common sense, and I believe in respect. If you're taking a job on with someone and they have a dress code, and they have a certain way they want represented as a business, and you want to take a paycheck from them, they have every right to ask you to wear certain clothes, to dress a certain way, to keep yourself clean and your mouth clean. You know, we had a lot of them. A lot of these folks that hate this country, they swore they were going to leave if President Donald Trump got elected, and they didn't go. I had this out last week to share, and I have shared it with you before. and I'm not doing this to be mean or to be a smart aleck. I'm saying this. If you don't like this country, leave it. Get out. Go where you will like it. We don't have the right to go into any other country and change their laws. Can't do it. When we won the Revolutionary War, there was an evacuation of the Loyalists. 100,000 Americans were sent packing. Of all sizes and colors. They were sent packing. You don't like it? Get out. And that's kind of the way I feel now. If you don't like it, get out. You don't like our history? Get out. We're doing the best we can, but are we working to bring America home?
Home!
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.